Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Monte Carlo Fashions Limited's earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunny Bhadra from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ikra. Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Rishabh Oswal, Executive Director, Mr. Sandeep Jain, Executive Director, Mr. R.K. Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Ankur Gauba, Company Secretary. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
A very good morning to everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call to discuss the performance for third quarter and 9 month ended of financial year 26. Let me start by sharing the financial highlights. For the third quarter under review, the company reported revenue of 608 crore, reflecting an year-on-year growth of 11%, and EBITDA for the quarter stood at 166 crore, with EBITDA margin at 27.24%, marking a 7% year-on expansion, and net profit increased by 11% to 107 crore. Now coming to the financial performance for the first 9 months. The revenue from operations stood at 996 crore, which has increased by 11%. EBITDA was 201 crore, witnessing a growth of 11%, and EBITDA margin reported at 20.3%. The company has reported a profit after tax of 107 crore, which has increased 17% year-on-year. Coming to the operational performance for period, we saw a strong rebound in the sales across most categories. Our brand Rocket and Clock & Decker brands delivered yet another quarter of consistent performance. The home textile segment also maintained its robust growth trajectory, supported by healthy demand across all categories. Further, couturier sales surged to more than twice the level of 9 months ended financial year 25, and the growth momentum is expected to continue in the coming quarters. Online sales continued to show strong momentum through our own website and external portals, reflecting the growing customer preferences for our digital channels. We remain strongly focused on expanding our retail footprint and are firmly committed to open 40 to 45 EBOs across India with a strategic emphasis on the western and southern region. During the quarter, our retail presence was further strengthened with addition of 5 new EBOs under Clock & Decker, taking the total count to 22 stores. Plans are underway to reach 25 to 30 EBOs of Clock & Decker by the year end. To enhance customer convenience and reach, we have partnered with quick commerce platforms such as Blinkit, Swiggy, Zepto to enable express deliveries within 30 minutes. Additionally, our strategic collaboration with Salesforce is helping us streamlining operations, elevate customer experience, and build long-term brand loyalty through our digital transformation. Further, we have expanded into overseas e-commerce platforms for direct and indirect export through Zoom.com and StylishShop.com, broadening its global presence. As per our earlier growth guidance of 10 to 15%, we are hopeful of ending the year at the higher end of the guidance and remain optimistic about achieving multi-year growth going forward. With this, now we open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello, morning. My first question is, how much expense have you booked in the view of this labor law change?
How much expense you have booked in?
In the view of this labor law change.
Labor law change. 30 lakhs only is towards gratuity.
It's around 30 lakhs towards gratuity.
Okay. Only 30 lakhs. So the employee benefit has been has increased by over 7 crores.
Pardon?
the
it's not because of labor code. Additional expense on labor code expense was only 30 lakhs, and that is only because of gratuity. Nothing else.
Okay. 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 And the remaining part around 6 crores?
That is employee benefit, additional increments and all, you know. This is not because of labor. This is an annual increase as far as salaries and wages are concerned. But the extra expense which we have to book was only 30 lakhs.
Okay. Okay. And also, can you throw some light on the increase in other expense? Is there any one of there?
Normal, sir.
They are normal expense. As far as percentage is concerned, if you compare it, it is almost normal. So there is no additional item in this.
In terms of percentage, it is similar. As per last
percentage-wise, it is similar, if you see.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Nathwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My question number one is, your inventory has grown faster than sales recently, and ROE is around 20%, 10%, sorry, ROE, return on equity is 10%. So what concrete steps are you taking to reduce inventory days and improve the return on equity over next 12 to 18 months? And is there any medium-term ROE target the board is working towards?
See, inventory has increased only because sales have increased, and also we are, you know, looking forward for a very strong quarter coming forward. That is why also the inventory has gone up. And as we guided, you know, we'll be ending at the top end of our guidance. That is around 15%. So that is why there have been little increase in the inventory. And as far as ROE is concerned, I think if you have to see the cash adjusted equity, so that is much higher because we have around 300 crore of cash which is lying with us, and cash adjusted ROE is around 15%.
Okay. And sir, my second question is for the 35 megawatt PM Kusum solar project, can you share expected CAPEX, tariff structure, funding mix, and the annual PAT contribution we should expect once operational?
I would ask Rishabh to answer on this.
Yeah, so I think it's the total tender is for around 49 megawatts. We can take an average costing of around 3 to 3.2 crores per megawatt. And looking at the recent increase in prices of the metals like silver and copper, it has impacted the cost of one megawatt by around 15 to 20 lakhs per se. And but otherwise, what was the second part of your question?
Annual PAT contribution we should expect once the plant is operational.
We will share the exact numbers with you. We don't have the.
But approximate the project IRR is around 18%.
18% IRR, yeah.
IRR is 18%. So exact PAT number yet to be quantified. But we are anticipating an IRR of 18% as per the latest cost data we have available with us. Because already the PPA we will be signing in few months, maybe by next month we can sign it. So that price and the cost which is running right now gives us around 18% of IRR.
And as far as the funding mix is concerned, it will be around 70-30, 70% will be debt and 30% will be equity. Equity and quasi-equity.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand why are we getting into solar EPC when we are already a apparel manufacturer. Sir, this is very, sir, no business segment, sir. It's nothing similar. Sir, so I'm trying to understand the rationale behind it. And then a sub question would be, you said that the cost of 4 megawatt was 3 to 3.25 crores and that has increased by 15 to 20 lakhs per megawatt. So the 18% IRR that we have mentioned, is it on the higher end because of these rising commodity prices?
Yeah, so 18% IRR we've calculated is after the increase in prices. So 18% is the minimum IRR that we can expect. And I just want to clarify, we are not getting into EPC of solar. We are just investing the amount in a solar project, in a PPA. We are not getting involved in the EPC procurement construction part of the process. This is a purely financial investment decision taken on company's behalf.
See, we have seen that our our return on investment is basically around 9 to 10%. So with this, it will go to 18% in this case. So it's more of a financial decision than of going into EPC or any other thing.
It's not a business decision. We're not getting into the business of EPC of solar.
And it's a separate subsidiary also. It's not in the same company.
Got it. And sir, what is the at what rate are we signing the PPA at?
2.7.
The average rate is
2.79.
Got it. And sir, I wanted to understand, sir, even with such a strong winter season this year, sir, our sales have only grown by 10%. So why is that, sir? Are we losing market share? Because, sir, the winters have been very strong in North India and where we have a very strong presence. So I'm just trying to understand why are we not able to grow faster than the 10 to 12% in Q3, specifically Q3?
It's not about the faster growth or slower growth. We have given the guidance of 10 to 15%. Accordingly, we have manufactured the merchandise, seeing that this much we can sell. And we have said that we will be going ahead in the top end of this guidance. Maybe around 15% we will end this year. So that is as per the guidance and as per the production we have done for this winter also. And the sales through have been better as compared to last winter. And we are very hopeful of going into next year with more focus on the, revenues. So we forecasting approximately 15 to 20% growth for the next financial year also. Because we are lying at a very low end of inventory cycle at our warehouses and also at our retail stores and our channel partners. Hope I have answered your question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kapil Jagasia from Carnelian Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is regarding the price hikes which you had indicated that you had taken during this year. So, despite that, I can see the difference between volume and value growth, the value growth being much lesser than the volume growth across all product segments. So, can you indicate why is this? Is this the impact of USS or inferior product mix? Can you highlight on this?
There has been impact of USS, but that is already taken into the price. So there is no impact on the margins as far as margins are concerned. But yes, USS is increasing every year, and that is why we have to increase our price also. So that is why the margins are not impacted, but there has been a certain reduction in the value, and the volume mix is more.
Okay. So the gap between the volume and value growth will continue in the next year also? How is your sense on this being on the USS, increase in USS?
I think we more or less it will remain stable at this level.
Okay. And sir, how is your booking for the next quarter, Q4? The winter product is selling well or the summer has picked up? Can you give some sense on it?
See, as I already mentioned, we had a very strong trade show in summers, which dispatches will start in this month, and already we have started. So we are seeing a very fourth quarter, which is coming now as compared to last fourth quarter of last financial year. And because the retail inventory is very low at our channel partners also and at our warehouse also, the sales through have been much better. So we anticipate going forward, we might grow at 15 to 20% for next financial year.
Okay.
And we see a strong trade show coming ahead in winter for that would be starting in 21st March of this financial year.
But contrary to this, you have indicated that there have been more participation in the USS. So this year's USS participation was earlier for us, or how? Can you give some sense on that?
It was same as last year. There was no change. It's almost same.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amar Ahir from Raiden Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, we are audible.
Sir, I wanted to ask you that what are the total number of stores or distribution channels that we started right now, and how many of them will come in Q4 and F7, and also what is the share of India and the international sales?
Just hold for a moment. Total number of stores,
sir, that's 490, that is already available in the presentation.
490 are already there in the presentation. So total store we have is 490 as of now.
As of now.
And we expect another 4 to 5 showrooms, I think we will open in this next 2 months, February and March. It may be more also. I need to check it again. And the international presence is very, very less. I think mostly we are 99% we are a domestic market only. We have just started online sales in Dubai and some other areas. So, but mostly 99% business comes from the domestic market only.
Okay, so 4 to 5 stores in the next 2 months and for FY27?
Again, we are maintaining the same guidance of 40 to 45 stores.
For the full year FY27, right?
Yes.
Okay, and any margin or revenue guidance for FY27, sir?
I've already indicated that we would like to grow around 15 to 20% over this year's base. This year will be ending at 15%. So on this base, we are anticipating a growth of 15 to 20% for next financial year.
Okay, sir. And okay, sir. And can you help me with the retail and e-commerce mix of your sales?
E-commerce is around 12% in 9 months. Retail contributes almost 40% of this 9 month period.
E-commerce is 12%, and retail is 40%, right?
E-commerce is 12% of the total business, e-commerce, and 40% contribution by retail sales, retail stores.
Percent, right? Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Subrata from Mount Intra. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, yes, you're audible.
Yeah, sir, three, four things to understand. One is like whatever you are saying, like because there is a low, despite a very strong winter, because we have like our production was planned accordingly, and that's why we have registered a 10% growth. So in this situation, is what kind of difference, at least you can give some idea, like what is the difference between primary and secondary sales of our product, which has reduced our inventory? This is number one. Second, when you are projecting that we will grow in next year, throughout the year at a 15% rate, that means we are supposed to do a very strong Q4. And number two, generally what happened during the weak season, like there are a lot of inventory return, and that depressed our margin to only 3%, for example, in last year. So are we expecting significant higher margin in Q4? So these are the two main aspects first, and then I will have some follow-up questions.
As I have understood your question clearly, see, this year, as I already reiterated that, whatever we have planned, we normally plan 6 to 8 months in advance. So that inventory was planned and the growth was anticipated was 10 to 15%. But we are still hopeful of ending at 15% once we have the final year, once we have the fourth quarter ended in this financial year. And as far as quarter four margins are concerned, we anticipate that our quarter four should be better as compared to our last quarter four of last financial year. And volume growth and value growth both would be there, because we have a very strong, we had a very strong retail trade show for summers. So that dispatches are happening in Jan, Feb and March. So we see that we end this year at 15% as compared to last financial year as far as overall growth is concerned. Now the reason why I'm saying 15 to 20% growth for next financial year is very, very, you know, simple is that because our sale through at retail level is more as compared to last year's sale through. So that gives us the confidence that we would be having a lower inventory at our channel partners also, at our retail partners also. So that is giving us the confidence that in forthcoming trade show, which is going to happen at in around last week of March, we should have more orders, and we anticipate a growth of 15 to 20% going forward. Next financial year.
one clarification, sir. Like this, just only on the margin side to understand a little bit more. Like the December quarter, we do 28% margin, for example, sir. Both FY24 as well as this year, 27-28%. Whereas when we go to March quarter every year, we do a negative operating margin or a very slim 2-3% margin. So what I'm trying to understand is the primary reason for this is like whenever there is an inventory return from the store level, that depresses our margin, or we have to sell at a much discounted price to clear the inventory. If we anticipate that this year there is a very low inventory, then we will not come out with a discount sale. So can you give some idea of how strong that margin can be vis-a-vis negative or a 3% margin? Let's say we have done operating profit of, in March 24, our operating profit was minus 10 crore. In March 25, our operating profit was only 6 crore. Vis-a-vis like in March 26, what kind of operating margin, absolute number or in terms of percentage, some guidance, because even if we grow throughout the year at 15%, then we need to clock anyway 270, 280 crore of like sales, which is almost 30% above the March 25. Plus the margin upside should come. So any idea, sir? At least some clarity.
I think partly you have answered my question. So yes, definitely the sales figure which you are referring is, we should need to have that kind of sales figure to achieve 15% growth at the year end. And secondly, you have rightly mentioned, so as the sales growth is more, so there will be less returns as compared to last financial year. That will aid into profitability, and also that will aid into our margins also. So I am hopeful that as compared to last financial year fourth quarter, this quarter we should have better margin, better revenues, and overall growth would be around 15% of this financial year as compared to last financial year. And as far as EBITDA is concerned, you were talking about the operating margin. Last year we ended at around 19%. So we indicated in, you know, second and third con call also that we should be around 100 basis point plus as compared to last year's margins, and already growth I've indicated. I think I have answered all the three questions.
Okay, sir, last a small clarity. Generally, sir, what kind of margin depression we anticipate in Q4 because of inventory return?
See, I can't say as of now, but I am giving you full
year
guidance.
No, I'm not talking about future. Sir, I'm not talking about futuristic, sir. Only I'm talking about last 1 or 2 years, your experience. What kind of margin compression you experience in Q4 because of inventory return? That's
yes, because
I'm
of inventory returns, yes.
What kind of margin compression?
We have not quantified it, sir, as of now. If you want, we can quantify it and send it to you. But the general logic is this.
The margin compression is because of returns which we get.
Yes, I know it, sir. I'm talking about only from a historical perspective. What kind of margin compression we experience used to in Q4 because of inventory return?
Sir, we will quantify it and send it to you over email. We don't have that number with us right now.
And for basic understanding, please refer to our overall guidance, which is 15% and better margin as compared to last year, 100 basis point plus for full year. Please refer to us, you know, as a company for a full year basis, because we don't have a data of quarterly guidance and quarterly margins.
Okay. So last year we have done 17% overall. This year we expect it to be 18% plus overall throughout the year.
17% was without other income. And with other income, it was 19%. So we expect minimum 100 to 150 basis point plus as compared to last financial year. And the revenue growth, again, I would say that upper end of our guidance, which is around 15%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity once again. Sir, what will be the cost of debt for the solar EPC project that we are making investments in?
Yeah, it will be at a very competitive rate, around 7%.
7.5%. Got it. And sir, we are expecting a 30% revenue growth for Q4 on a YoY basis for us to achieve the 15% revenue growth for the whole year. So, can you help us understand, sir, why is, because our strongest quarter has been the Q3 and the winter season. So, what is changing in the business that we are expecting such a strong growth for Q4?
See, we have indicated in the last financial call also that our summer business is now growing faster than the winter wear business. And that is why the contribution from summer wear altogether has reached to almost 46% as compared to 54% of winter. And every year this dynamic is changing. So that is why we expect a more stronger quarter going forward, particularly this quarter, which is basically fourth quarter. So we see that there has to be a very good growth. Then only we can reach 15%. As already indicated that we had a very strong trade show for summers. So summer is growing faster than the winter wear segment.
Got it. Sir, what was the inventory level as of Q3 FY25 end?
We can't say right now because once we have the returns with us, which we see that it should be lesser than last year, then only we can see the inventory level of fourth quarter. But if you want inventory of third quarter, that I can let you know the total inventory of the company.
Sir, what was the sales return for...
Now is 529 as against 503.
So 29 was 503. Okay, got it. And sir, what was the sales return for last year?
Just hold for a moment. I can let you know in the percentage terms.
So last year 13%.
Yes, it was 13%.
Or 17% is
not. It was 13%.
13% for the whole year or only for the Q4?
9 months.
9 months. It was 13%.
Okay, and sir, what was the figure for this year?
17%.
This year, it is 17% as of now.
But we make adequate provision for each quarter for the expected returns and as well as expected discounts.
We have made more provision, but we anticipate a less returns in fourth quarter. So provision normally we make as per the last year's basis. So our auditors have advised us to make this provision, but we anticipate a lesser returns. So you might see a surprise in fourth quarter.
Okay, got it. Sir, that was from mine, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want to clarify one understanding. Basically what you are saying is for the fourth quarter, as the returns will be lower, hence your contribution absolute margins will be higher and your absorption of costs will be better, which will probably lead to better EBITDA margins.
Yes, you are right.
Understood. So very high chances that we could see mid-teens sort of a margin in Q4 this year, considering the kind of growth that we are anticipating.
Please refer to our annual guidance. So I can't comment about the fourth quarter individually, but overall guidance what we have given for full year, we will stick to that.
Right, understood, sir. Secondly, sir, on the return side, you mentioned that you made provisions on the basis of last year, but in terms of percentage and even in terms of absolute, the returns are actually on the higher side, right? You just mentioned that 9 month return was 13% last year versus 17% for the current year. So then the provisions are higher, right, than what they were last year?
Sir, actually provisions are made on the basis of last 3 years trend basis, and sometimes returns are received higher. So however, we have given a complete reconciliation at page number 15 of our investor presentation. You can refer the complete reconciliation there at.
Okay, so you are saying that last 3 year average is closer to 17%.
No, it was lower, but actually
average was last 3 years.
Last year it was lower, but it was we received higher. So this year we as everything is okay, we expect the actual return to be lower. So we have made that provision also. At the end of each quarter, we provide as per Ind AS 115 guidance, we provide adequate provision for expected returns as well as expected discounts also.
See, last year season was not good, so returns were more in last year. So this year the sales through have been better at the retail level and also at our channel partners. So we anticipate that the return should be lesser as compared to last year's level, to summarize it.
Understood. Sir, lastly, this year we witnessed early onset of the winter. However, the severity, at least in the month of December, was not severe, and it is only off late when, you know, real severe winter has started. So, in this season, do you expect your full price sell-throughs to be at par as last year, or there will be more discounted selling this year since, you know, the harsh winter has been relatively later during the season?
So, full price sale was more, if you talk about MRP sales, but I think the overall discounting will remain same as compared to last year's sale.
Understood. And overall, in terms of quantum, the returns that you're expecting in Q4, do you expect it to be, say, half of last year, or, I mean, how much lower returns are you expecting in Q4? Yeah, hi, sir. I'll just repeat my question. You mentioned that we are expecting lower returns in the Q4. So in terms of saying percentage, if you can quantify how much lower returns are you expecting this year, say 20% lower versus last year, or any sort of expectation on that side?
The exact figure I might not be able to give, because still the sale is running and it will be ending at around 20th of February. So then only I can give you the exact returns. But one thing is very, very you know, sure is that as sales have been better, so returns will be less as compared to last year.
Okay, got it. On the solar EPC side, is it safe to assume that the ROI at which we must have bid these projects will be upwards of 15%?
18%. IRR is around 18%.
Okay. And any more projects for which we have bid and announcement is yet, I mean, where we have bid but the result is yet to be announced?
No. As of now, we have not bid anything. It's the only project which we have bid.
Okay, sure. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheetal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. Sir, last year, Q3 FY25, our volume growth was flat, but our profit was up 25%, right, sir? And in this Q3 FY26, our volume growth is up 17%, but our net profit is up only 12%. Sir, can you elaborate, sir? Is it due to pricing pressure or something?
It's due to the early start of USS. Nothing else.
But
the prices have been there. That is why the margins were not impacted.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
And the second question is, sir, our cotton sale is up 25% this quarter.
Can
you elaborate, sir?
The cotton sales have been growing, faster than the winter sales. If you see that in 9 months, the winter has grown by 13.9% and the cotton segment has grown by 22.13%.
Yes, Vara. Okay.
So cotton growth we have been saying in the past also that the cotton segment will keep on growing faster than the woolen segment because of being a geographical country and 9 months of summers. So cotton segment has been growing faster than the winter segment. And the contribution of cotton is also in the mix is increasing every year.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question is, woolen sale, as per your expectation, sir, winter sale is as per your expectation this time or less than your expectation, sir?
No, it is meeting and exceeding our expectation.
Okay, but because in the last call, sir, you are very confident about the sale, and winter was also very severe, sir. But our sale has risen by only 10 to 11%, sir. That's why I'm asking, sir.
See, again, I would say that I think I have answered this question in the past, two, three times, the same thing. See, whenever we plan for a production for a year, we give our guidance also. So in the beginning of this year, we indicated that we'll be growing at 10 to 15%. And we have never said that we'll be missing our guidance. We only said that there may be a chance where the guidance can be revised upwards, but we have never said that we will miss our guidance. So in 10 to 15%, till date, we have achieved around 11%. And again, I'm reiterating that we'll be ending around 15%. So you can assume that the fourth quarter is going to be better than the
these 9 months, then only I can achieve my 15% target. And the total full financial target, we are basically ending at the top end of the guidance. So you should appreciate that the company is actually, you know, at par with the guidance which have been given in the earlier con calls.
Okay, okay. And sir, last suggestion from my side, sir, instead of venturing into unrelated fields, sir, why should not we concentrate on our core business and grow our business by at least 20-25% where other retailers are also growing in good time, sir? This was only my suggestion, sir. Our growth trajectory is fixed at around 12, since last many years it is fixed at around only 10-15%, sir. So our suggestion is, sir, try to make it grow by at least 20-25%, sir.
See, I think already we have indicated for next year 15-20%, and this year already we have grown, maybe we'll end around 15%. So that 10%, 5% is gone now. Already we have said that ki now we are in a position where we can go for a multi-year growth of 15-20%, and this we are indicating in our this phone call also. So I don't see any reason why we should not grow, because the all the levers are in place to get this growth for next 4 to 5 years.
Okay, sir. My best wishes to you and your team, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subrata from Mount Intra. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, only a small clarification on the and some understanding on our ETR side, effective tax rate basically. So last year it was 29%. So haven't we moved into the new tax regime? And this year what is our expectation?
You are checking the tax rate on the quarter three check tax rate?
No. Full year, sir. I'm talking about full year, sir. So what is our ETR? What should be our effective tax rate this year, and why it was elevated last year?
Will be always be 25.168. This is our tax bracket is 25.
Okay, so on a full year basis, it will be 25, sir.
Yes.
But sir, last year it was little bit higher, sir. Or my
actually the tax rate will remain the same. It may differ only because of the capital gain only. And quarter to quarter difference is arises because of deferred tax.
I am not talking about quarter to quarter, sir. So for example, sir, last year our PBT was 112 and our net profit was 80. So it's effectively 29%. Is it because of capital gain you are talking about?
Yes. It is because of capital
gain. Because of capital gain.
Yes.
Okay. So this year also it will be like that only, sir?
No, I think don't think, because the capital indexation I think is not in current year. So I don't think it will be this year.
Okay. So this year it should be 25%, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. My question was on the employee expense. This quarter, we have seen a significant jump in our employee expense sequentially as well as Y-on-Y. So, what led to this sort of an increase?
No, as far as percentage is concerned, it is hardly 0.5%.
I'm just saying sequentially we see almost a 20% jump in our employee benefit expense, and even on a Y-on-Y basis, this is a 23% more or less jump in our employee expense.
No, if you see 9 months period, the difference is 0.7%, and that is because of the wage and increments. That's all. So there is no significant increase. It's only because of the annual increments that takes place. It was 10.37% last 9 months. It is 11% now.
Okay. And in terms of advertisement and business promotion, there is around 20 to 30 bits sort of an increase.
It's almost the same. It was 3.63 last year, 3.77 this year. So just 0.14% higher.
Okay. Got it. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Nathwani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, over the last few years, since fiscal year 2022, your debtor days and inventory days have increased sharply, which has pushed the cash conversion cycle higher and coincided with ROCE falling from over 20% to low teens now. what concrete operational steps are you taking to reduce debtor days and inventory levels over the next 12 to 24 months? And what would you consider a normalized level for these metrics? Thank you.
So inventory level will remain same. As the sales will grow, the inventory will also grow. But the debtor days, I think we should be bringing by 5%-10% in next financial year.
Okay. And sir, what are the biggest risks that could prevent Monte Carlo from improving return on equity over the next 2 years?
I think there are all the areas where companies are showing improvement. So I don't see any biggest risk over there. It's only that the economy is doing well. If we move into recession, then it is risk for each and every company in India. But as of now, as we see that this year we'll be growing around 7.5%, and next year forecast is also around 7%. So I don't see any risk to anyone, any company in India as far as consumption is concerned. Unless and until we have some macro events happening or geopolitical events happening, I don't see any reason to fear about.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A final reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one now. To ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Subrata from Mount Intra. Please go ahead.
Hello. No, sir, one small clarification again on the debtors and inventory side. In terms of absolute numbers, it will keep on rising. But in terms of days of sales, why it has gone up? If I can highlight, till FY 2023 also, it was around inventory days was around 213, whereas last year it was almost 312. So why it has gone up to that extent? Is it our strategic decision to hold more inventory? And given that this time we have a better sales, can that inventory level come down in terms of days, not in terms of absolute number?
Last year, on the basis of sales, 167 days I inventory.
Last year?
See,
you have to see. Please don't look at quarter to quarter inventory days number. Please see.
No, sir, I'm talking about absolute numbers, sir. Annual number, sir.
So annual number last year was 100?
Amount?
No, in days.
Last year, as per our balance sheet, is 167 days. 167 days was last
year. And
last year, 149 days.
So 169 and 145. So that was the difference of last to last year. And this year we see it at the same level of this year also, inventory days.
Okay. So we don't have any intention to reduce inventory days or debtors days. This is our strategic decision, basically.
See, as the sales will go up, definitely inventory days will come down. And the reason is that, we have our sale-based retail stores are opening up, and also our large format stores are online or sale-based. So inventory level will remain at this level. So there might be a reduction of 4% to 5% next year, but not beyond that.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead. As there is no response from the participant, we'll move to the next question.
Hello.
Hello.
The next question is from the line of Sheetal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving the opportunity, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Sir, my final question is, sir, what external environment you aspire for our company to grow at around 20 to 25% for around 4-5 years? And sir, what internal anything you can do over a period of 3-4 years so that we can grow at the rate of double the growth what we are growing now, sir?
See, first of all, we don't only chase growth, we chase profitable growth. And we think that to go for a profitable growth, 15 to 20% is a very comfortable level to have this kind of margins. you please compare all the other companies who are there in the market and who have a growth of 15% to 20% and maintaining EBITDA margin of 20-21%. So we'll be on par with them.
Okay, sir. And what internally, sir, you will do over a period of 3-4 years, sir? Apart from increasing the EBOs and all that, sir.
See, I think we have mentioned in our last 2-3 phone calls, our brands like Rocket, which is performing very well year on year. Clock and Decker has started performing from last 2 years. Our footwear has almost, we have seen a sale of 150% plus in case of footwear. And online sale have grown 50% in this financial year. Our home textile should grow 15 this year and 25 next year. So all these, I think, new brands and new categories have started performing. That is why it is giving us confidence that overall we can grow in this brand 15% to 20%. Earlier, these were the small brands and they were not contributing much to the revenues of the parent Monte Carlo brand. But now as the smaller brands, smaller categories, now they are becoming big and the growth is also coming from these categories. So that is why it is giving us confidence that going forward within this category and with the established Monte Carlo brand, we can grow to 15% to 20% going forward.
Okay, so you mean to say on a larger base, again we'll grow on 15-20%, right, sir? Am I understanding correct, sir?
We are indicating a growth of 15-20% for multi-year ahead, not only for next financial year. And we have all the lever in place to achieve this kind of growth. 15 okay. Already we have proved this year. Even though I won't see that most of the companies will be having this kind of growth and this kind of EBITDA in this financial year. You can always compare with other companies as well, which are in our domain. But we are very confident that we will achieve this guidance, what we have given this year. And except COVID year, we have never failed any of our guidance, which we have mentioned in our phone call. Last to last year, we clearly stated that the year is not good for us. There have been some returns and we'll be ending a flat year. And we ended a flat revenue. There was no decline in that. So last year we indicated 10-15%. We'll be ending at the top end of around 14-15%. And next year we given a guidance of 15-20%. And we always believe in under commitment and over delivering. That is what we have done in the past also.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And sir, you have a cash in the book. Are any plan for buyback, sir?
Yes, we can discuss all these things in the management when we put all these things to the board. So it's not in my domain right now to speak on this.
Okay, sir. We have lots of hope on you and your management, sir. Thank you very much. It was very assuring, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible now? Hello.
Yeah. Hello, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes. What amount of debt are we taking for this solar power plant?
The 70-30
debt equity ratio on a project cost of around 120 to 150 crores.
70-30. Okay. And what will be the peak debt for FY26 and FY27?
Peak debt?
For Monte Carlo?
So right now we are a debt-free company. Only debt will come from the solar business only. That's all.
That is also
the subsidiary, not in the parent company.
No, I am asking for the whole consolidated basis debt.
Yes, around 100 crores of debt will increase for the solar.
Next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in the earning con call and I hope that we have been able to answer all your questions. If you have any further questions which you would like to know about the company, please reach us at investor@montecarlocorporate.com or to our IR managers, which is Valerum Advisors. Thank you very much.
On behalf of MK Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.